For it's by the excellence of your Hashem, your name, we are here into the quiet of our Abba, to esteem, to hold up the beauty and the Sudika of your name, your Torah, in the power of the true witness of Yahshua HaMashiach. So as we are here into the quiet of our Abba, as we began this battle with a certain sound of the shofar, that we prepare our minds for it's by the beauty of that sound that Israel arises. We arise to the occasion of the battle, we may resist every power of darkness. We may study Yahshua HaMashiach. Just we bow this Shabbat unto our Baba, we cry out unto you. We plead the time of Yahshua the Lamb. We cry out in the power of that name. For it is Yahshua, the precious word of Yah, the word made flesh, the sure foundation, the steadfastness of the throne of our Abba. We cry out unto you with praises and accolades of worship unto our Abba. For you have been mighty unto us. You have shown us the excellence of your kindness. We were lost in our own demise of darkness, yet the light of Hashemiah, Yahshua, shone down. And the brightness of that light revealed in us all the hidden darkness of our sins, our transgressing against your Torah without knowledge and understanding. We were ignorant, Yah, and we shout praises unto your name for that. We esteem you, Israel esteems our Abba. For your mercies are endured, and they are renewed every day unto Israel. So we barak you. We barak you for this Shabbat, this time of rest, that we may come before you and esteem you. Bless Israel. Shalom in Jerusalem, as we bless Jerusalem, that we may Eshah prosper. The blessings of Yah may fall upon the remnant of Israel, for our precious brothers and sisters that are scattered in realms of the earth, many and destitute, those that are afflicted and being tried by great stress and distress. The oppressor has come against them, and the only sure thing that we have, and the only proven thing, is your word, Yahweh. So we esteem you. Heal Israel. Heal the seed of your remnants. Touch them, I pray. Restore them unto the mind of Yahshua HaMashiach, that we may obey you with the willingness of love, and take great delight in obeying you, our Abba. Strengthen the men of Yah scattered, those that labor sincerely before you. Strengthen the daughters of Zion, those that labor with purity of love. Give them strength, I pray. And touch the bodies of those that have a sense of affliction this day, wherever they're listening from. We pray for them. Touch Sister Horn today, Yah, and bring your healing to her completely. Those that are listening, touch them, I do pray, Yah. Those that are listening, but we do acknowledge you this day, Yah. As I pray for the precious brothers and sisters there in Newport News, Virginia. Touch Brother Sean, that he may be strong and vibrant in the strength of your immense. Bless Sister Renee and touch her body, and Mother feels their tremendous hospitality. Sister Patricia and all those beautiful little boys here. Yes, touch them and strengthen the wives and the sisters there. We pray for them, Yah. For my love goes out to them mightily. So to Ruah upon them, I bless you, Yah. For that group of brothers and sisters there in Newport News, strengthen them this day. Let them hear of the bountifulness of the word of Yah. That it may bless their love. That they may be strong in the battle that is set ahead. We ask you to strengthen Brother Fenton there in Florida. Pastor Hunter, bless him, I pray. Brother Ricky, his wife and the children, those there in Miami, Florida, we pray for them. We ask your strength upon Pastor Person and Sister Mary as they listen today. Brother Jerome James there in Texas, Almighty Yah. And every one of our friends, Yahweh, those that we will not call their name because we don't know them all, those that have not contacted us, we pray for them. Their strength, Almighty Yah, that you will bless them in a mighty way. Brother David Manning there in St. Louis, Missouri. We pray for them. Brother McDowell there in Kansas. Strengthen them all, I do pray. Cause their ears to hear. Cause Israel to hear. For your word is profound. We do all have you today. We shall come before you with rejoicing. And singing and dancing with our hands lifted up and our voices extended unto you, that we will shout of the bountifulness of our Abba. For in your presence is fullness of joy, and in your right hand we delight in the pleasures of the more. Enrich us today, enlighten us today, empower us today by the revelation of the testimony of your Hamashiach, Yeshua the Lamb. For we delight today in the Shabbat. We shall rejoice in this wonderful time, this occasion that you have ordained for Israel. We may have Shabbat. We ask it all in Yeshua's mighty name. And your strength abound mightily in Israel. For Israel shall and will prevail against all opposition. We decree it in the name of Yeshua the Lamb. By the power of your will we do pray. Israel cried hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ah, yes, hallelujah. Will you come before you with the excellence of your praises, our Abba? We do pray that you receive the offering that Israel offers unto you today. Let it be without leaven, and that which is not spotted, but that which is pure. As David said, you know my love, you know my heart, Yah. The purpose of this offering unto you, let it be a sweet smelling savor, as the true testimony of Yeshua the Lamb flowed from Israel. For by the power of that offering, we are free. We are free to worship you, our Abba. And that we shall do. In the witness and the imat, the truth of Yeshua, we delight in you this Shabbat. Israel cried hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, may Yah revive you this day in the strength of Yeshua. Shalom. You may be seated. May Yah revive us all. And the true witness and the strength of Hamashiach, Lamb of Israel. For I do give great honor unto my Abba for this hour that we are in. And for the knowledge of his truth that he reveals unto Israel. That we may know the power of his truth. And that we may understand what Yah has prepared for those that truly Ahava that truly loves Him. And so I delight and I take great comforts in the trials, the afflictions, the circumstances that Yah permits, that He is a proven Abba unto Israel, for He is proven. And He must be proven unto this generation that we can rely upon Him and trust Him despite every circumstance that arise in our lives. For this is a generation that has shown itself forward of verbose unto Yah. It speaks without knowledge. It speaks without understanding. And because of that, Yah is showing Himself unsavory unto this generation. He proves Himself pure unto Yah. When He delights in the truth of Almighty Yahweh, then Yah will show Himself unto that man pure and clean. This forwardness, this wickedness of this generation, Yah. And I'm telling you, your combative stand is not going to, that shall afflict every nation, is not going to be significant nor sufficient. We must have something that is greater. We must have something that is proven. We must have something that is tried. We must have something that is established, and it is a sure foundation. We're not going to endure without it. That is why the enemy has bombarded our minds with every kind of trivial pursuit. Our energies are given over unto things that are elementary, and they have no value. We find ourselves faltering. We find among ourselves we are weak. We are sickly because we have eaten the bread of the whole bread in vain. For we have not judged ourselves. We have not carefully searched our life to see if there's any impurities in us. And we have sat at the table of Yah. And we have eaten. And because of that we are sickly. We are weak when the battles arise against us. We have no strength. We do not trust in Yahweh. We have no firm foundation of believing Him with a sure and an assertiveness of our own hearts. And that's why we fall today. That's why we are weak and we are shallow. We don't have the maturity that we ought to have. We don't have the strength that we ought to have. And there is a reason why we don't have it. There's a reason why. The main thing that the enemy has kept you from, it is the substance of life that generates strength and the power of Yah in the midst of Israel. You are not going to go beyond the stage that you're in without an affection for the word of Yah. You must have a delight for Torah. You must delight in Torah and the testimony of Yahshua HaMashiach. That is what must fill your heart daily. Your mind must be consumed with it. Your thoughts, your actions are generated because of that truth that is in you. And the reason we're weak, we don't understand the significant character of the word of Yah. It is something that we hear, but it has no power at all. And the reason it has no power, because we have not searched our lives to root out every vile thing, the enemy of our own life, that resists the power of Yah's truth. We have not submitted unto the word of Yah. When a man submits unto the word of Yah, he has the power to resist the forces of hell, and the enemy must flee. The powers of darkness must flee. We don't submit to that. We submit to our corruption, our vile ways, our sensual, foolish ways, but we do not submit to the word of Yah. And so the powers that be, they control your mind, they control your attitude, they control you in every aspect, because we do not understand the power of the character of the word of Yah. And the reason we don't understand that is because there is no ahava, no pure love, that this is the essential of my life. And without this, I am not going to go beyond this parallel or this stumbling block that has befallen me. There is no sincere, pure, intense desire to hear what Yah says. We can control ourselves with our folly, our frivolity, and make us feel as though that we are acting in that way, but we are a bunch of deceivers and liars. That is why Yah shows himself the way he does unto Israel. To the merciful, Yah will show himself merciful unto that one. To the pure in love, Yah will show himself to that one pure. You that are fraud and wicked, you that are criminals against Yah, that is why you perceive him in the fashion you do, because you are vile, you are full of sinfulness, and full of your own corruption. You don't have the power of his Ruah, and the power of the Ruah brings alive the strength of Yah's Torah and the witness of Yahshua in us. Not this damnable trust that we call the power of his Ruah. And so that's why there is no excitement. That's why we are not pleased to come before him. That's why our lives do not generate this ferocious joy and this excitement. That's why we are dead, plucked up by the root, because we have not the ahava for the truth of Yah. When a man says he loves Yah, he keeps his commands, his mitzvah. When a man says he loves him and will not obey Yah, he is a deceiver and he is a liar. And when a man is walking in the strength of Yah's truth and the power of his words, he has a sure thing. And I'm here to tell you, with what this nation and the world is ready to endure, you better have a tried and a sure thing. Your testimony is not one that is tried. It is not a sure testimony. There is only one testimony that is sure and one that is tried, and that is the power of the witness of Yahshua the Lamb. Your testimonies generate no strength. It doesn't bring about the robustness of Yah from your inward parts, because it is simply words that have never been tried. And we need something that is sure in this hour. You better have something that has been tried and that will stand against the powers of hell. Even our minds cannot stand against the powers of hell. That's why we submit. That's why we bow down to sin. And there's a willingness to be a practitioner of the things of darkness. We have no power of the word of Yah, because the power of the word of Yah, it is a discerner. It brings a judgment to the mind, the lev, the purpose of a man's lev. We don't have the power of Yah in us. David said, I will hide the word of Yah in me. Why? Because it is the only tried thing. It is the only sure thing that I will not transgress the Torah of Yah. We don't hide his word in us. We hide from his words. We hide from it. We hide from it. We try to hide our sin, our wickedness from the word of Yah. We don't want it discerned. We don't want it exposed. We don't want Yah to see what is in us. But I'm here to tell you, the word of Yah, his word is the discerner of the very thoughts and the intents of a wicked generation, and it judges it. That is why he speaks judgment unto a nation and a people that have turned their love away from him. No ahava for Yah. We can sit here and we can be moved ourselves and make ourselves feel very fine and very wonderful, but it means nothing at all. The standard is the true tried thing. And the word of Yah is tried. The word of Yah is sure. And I warn us today, the only thing in this hour that is going to give you the power and the resolve to endure the battle that is ahead, and one that is intense, one that will rule in the spirit of your mind, in the depths of your heart, you better have the tried truth. And it better be tried, it better be proven, and there can be no doubt at all in it. We're a generation that doubts what Yah says. We got complications in our own mind as to what Yah speaks unto us. And the reason why? Because we don't trust in the tried and the proven word of Almighty Yah. His word is tried. It has been tested beyond the perils. You have not been tested. You have not been tried beyond the perils of hell and the forces of darkness rise up against you without any restraint. It is the power of Almighty Yah that He has withheld back from this wicked generation. Children that are impugnant, children that are wicked and vile. That we are not destroyed. That is the only thing. We don't have the tried, true ingredients in us. We don't have that in us. The reason why? Because we don't love what He says to us. We have no affection for Almighty Yahweh. We got everything but Him. We love everything more than we love Him. And He commands us to love Him with all of our love. You will spend time with the wicked. And you will forebode with the wicked, but you will not spend time loving Him. You are a wicked generation. And Yah says, because you've showed yourself forward to me, I will show myself forward to you. But He speaks unto true Israel. As thy we speaks unto Israel. From the midst of all of his battles. From this great onslaught of Shaul when he came against him. There was only one thing that was proven. It was not his kingdom. It was not his tzedakah, his righteousness. But he says this in the book of Shaul. 2 Shemuel, Samuel. Chapter 23, verse 31. He says in 2 Shemuel, chapter 22, verse 31, that we said, as for Yahweh, His way is perfect. His way is complete. The way of Yah is sound. It is in its entirety. It is sound in every aspect. There is no unsoundness in the way of Yah. We are very unsound people. We have no sound. Everything gives a sound. We don't even know how to give a sound unto Yah. The harp gives a sound, the timbrels, the bells give sounds, but the people of Yah have no sound, but the way of Yah is perfect. It is not a way that is imperfect. It is a way that is ordered. It is a way that is lawful. It is a way of Torah. It is the witness of Yahshua in the way of Almighty Yah. He said the way of Yahweh is perfect. It is a complete way. He says the word of Yahweh is tried. It is saraf. The word of Yahweh, it is tried. Not only is it tried, He is a buckler to all them that trust in Him. He is the one that protects Israel. The word of Yah is saraf. It is one that is tried. It is tested. We have not been tested beyond our strength. He has not allowed nothing more upon us that we can bear. But it's one thing when one gets the pure word of Yah in them, that they can bear the onslaught of hell. They will not fall. They will not cow down to hell. We cow down to the wicked. We transform for the wicked. We conform for the wicked. We change for the wicked. And yet the word of Yah, we will not allow that to change our love, our minds, our intent, and our purpose. We are a wicked generation, void of the knowledge of the power of the truth of Almighty Yahweh. For His word is tried. His word is tried. We have a sure thing. David said, that the word of Yahweh, it is tried. It is a word that is faithful. That's what the word of Yahweh is. It has been tested by unfaithfulness, but it is a faithful word. It is a word that is trustworthy. You can trust in what He says. David said, though my enemies, even though they prevail against me, I will trust Yah. There's a trustworthiness to the word of Almighty Yah. It is something that has been tested. It has been tried. And the true recipe of the word of Yah, it has been tried, and it is not subject to our appeal. We cannot appeal what Yah says. We're not going to change it. And this generation is trying to change it. And why are we trying to change it? Because of our wickedness. Because of our own foul nature. We say Yah doesn't mean that. The word of Yah is simple. He means what He says. And the reason this wicked generation that think it's wise,
cannot understand the word of Yah because he has taken the simplicity of his truth and he has confounded the wise. They think they are wise, but they are wise in their own conceit, their own wickedness, their own folly, their own sinfulness, not according to the principles of the word of Yahweh. So he has taken this profound truth that is simple, so simple that a wayfaring, a child can understand, that even their lives will be enlightened by the simplicity of the truth of Yah. And this wise generation, one that loves to have wise cracks and love to say things that they think is wise, but you say it's not wise. And Yah has confounded this wicked generation because it has not the love of Yah. For the word of Yah is tried. It is faithful. The word of Yahweh is trustworthy. The word of Yahweh is proven. The reason we don't know it's proven because we won't obey it. We don't trust what he says. Every word in the book, all scriptures given by the inspiration of Yah. Every word, we must eat every word of Yah. You cannot reject what Yahweh says. Yahshua came in the power. He is the word of Yah made flesh. And we beheld the power and the honor of Yah in that flesh of Yahshua. He came not by the will of man or the blood of man, but he came by the will of Almighty Yahweh. For he is the bosom, the heart of Yah made flesh unto man. Who's going to test Yahweh? Our trials cannot test him. Can the world try Yah? No one. For the profoundness of his word. And we give up his word for such trivial pursuit, such trivial words, such religious words that create an emotion in our minds. But it doesn't produce the substance of Almighty Yah. It doesn't produce the assurance of Almighty Yah. And David said, I know that this word is tried. It is a sure thing that I can trust. Even in the midst of my debacles, my sin, I can trust this. Even when I am not trustworthy, the word of Yah is trustworthy. Even when you are a liar, the power of the word of Yah never lies. Even when you are full of deceit, the power of the word of Yah never has deceit in it. Even when you are corrupt in your mind, the word of Yah is incorruptible. It cannot be corrupt. We don't trust it because it discerns everything in us. That's what the word of Yah does. It judges you. It shows you when you talk to me. Yes, I'm talking to you, fool. When a man hears the voice of Yah and rejects that he is a fool with a woman, here's what Yah says according to the book and his instructions. And she or he goes another way. That is the flat out damnable fool. I don't care who it is. For the word of Yah is tried. It's tried. It is a tried word. It is a proven word. It is the word that creates the experience of Yah in one. When one receives the word of Yah, it creates an experience. It produces the wisdom, the seven ruachim of Yah. That's what it produces. But it's a tried word. I'm going to walk us through this book today. We're going to understand what the word of Yah is. It's not just something you come in here and hear. It's something that you take a delight in. It's something that you hide in your inward parts. It governs you. It controls you. It brings life in you. It feeds you daily. Yet because of the corruption of this damned generation that is wicked, it's foul and it is insidious. The word of Yah has no, it produces nothing out of them. Why? Because they are the rejects of Yah. No man is going to taste this bread, put his hand to this bread, this living word, and turn his back. That dog is not fit for the kingdom of Almighty Yah. No one is going to hear the truth of Yah and go back to the way of the dog and the swine. They're not entering into the kingdom. The word of Yah says, David says unto him, Psalms 12, verse 6. This is the word of Yah. He says the word of Yah is a pure word. The word of Yah, the word of Yahweh are pure words. Do you understand that? What Yah says, it is pure. As silver tried in the furnace of the earth, purified seven times. The word of Yah is complete. There is nothing missing out of the word of Yahweh. There is every detail is taken care of. Every aspect of our lives are covered. It is a proven, it is a tried word. Even the silver in the furnace of fire is not as pure as the word of Yah. The gold in every process of this purity is not tried like the word of Yah. Your faith is not tried because we have not allowed the measure of the word of Yah to build our faith. And the only way you're going to have faith, you must hear what the word of Yah says. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of Yahweh. That's why the little small things we endure, we fall like weaklings. No prayer, no pressing, no will to serve Yah. We're looking for an outlet, but it's an inlet to hell what you're looking for. We don't look unto Yah where our help comes from. We try to look within a corrupt heart that has not been judged by the word of Yahweh. The ways have not been corrected by the word of Yahweh. The will is not the will of Yahshua, that he did all things to please Almighty Yah. You can't have this which is pure in an impure vessel. The word of Yahweh is pure. It is clean. There are no imperfections in the word of Yah. There is no doubt based in the word of Yah, because it is a tried word. It is a sure word. Well, how has it been tried? Against his own bosom. His own bosom, Yahshua, the bosom of Almighty Yah. The word of Yah did not fail. The word of Yah did not fall. It's not going to fall. I'm here to tell you, my friend, you may fall and you may fail, but the word of Yah shall never fail, for it is a proven truth. You may resist his mizvah, but it's proven. The commands of Yah are proven. You can deny his name, but his name is proven, because he says, give honor unto my name. Don't take it for vain. Honor my name. Esteem it. His word is proven. You can reject what he says, but he tells us it is tried. It is a trustworthy truth. It is a truth that is not based upon your experience, but is based upon him, because he is the experience of all things. And there is no experience outside of Yah. So it's a proven word. It's a tried word. It's for the people of Yah. It's a pure word. To the pure, all things are pure. When Yah speaks to you, it creates that pure desire. It creates that burning of a pure love for him. When you hear the word of Yah, when the purity of that form is spoken unto you, it causes your love to become pure, your desire and your will. And what I see is a people that is not pure. I see a mindset that gravitates to the world, and a desire is worldly based. It is not based upon the pure word of Yah. It is not based upon the trustworthiness of Yah, because this is a generation that will not and does not trust Yahweh. Trust in the arm of man, the arm of flesh. And that's why we're falling. You trust in your own interpretation. But the word of Yah is not of your interpretation. He has not given you the interpretation. The word of Yah is the word of revelation. And it will be revealed by the character and the acts of what scripture says the word of Yah will do. And if the word of Yahweh does not perform according to scripture, it is a false word. It is a pseudo word. It is not the true word of the living Abba. Because the word of Yah has been tried, and it will produce fruit according as scripture says that it will produce fruit. The word of Yah is a pure word. It's tried. And it has been tried. He cannot try his word in us, because we will not go into the furnace. We're not a Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We don't trust the testimony of Yahshua. I'm here to tell you, you trust the testimony of Yahshua, you obey all that he commanded us. And everything he commanded us was out of the Torah. You say you trust Yahshua, and he tells you what to do. He commands us, and you don't do it, you're a liar. That's why you're afraid of the furnace. When a man goes into the furnace, Yahshua is there. King Nebuchadnezzar said, we cast in three, and yet is not there four there? Well, with the image of the Son of Yah, the living word of Yah. For those young men, they trusted in the tried word, the true word, the proven word, the word that had delivered Israel out of bondage and brought them to the place of promise. We don't trust in that. And they trusted in that because it was tried. And they knew that they could endure the test of the furnace. The smallest of trials test us. We began to murmur and complain. We began to turn our minds away from Yah. We began to turn our hearts to the devious practices of this world. We began to try to seek consolation in the world, and you're not going to find it. You're going to find death. You're going to find a separation between you and Yah. You're going to find your lamp overgrown with the cares of this life and the deceitfulness of this life. And it will choke out the word of Yah. And that's what it does. What the word of Yah is tried. It is pure. It is proven. It is trustworthy. That is the strength for Yisrael. Nothing else. Not your money. Not your dollars. Not your character. But it's the word of Yah. The only thing is proven. We're going to see the character of this word today. Hallelujah. And if this is not the character in us, then we have missed the mark. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No reason. You got no excuse, my friends. We're without every kind of excuse. And that's our problem. We make excuses for everything, don't we? We make excuses because we're lazy. We make excuses because we're shiftless. We make excuses because we're not willing. We make excuses because there's no pure purpose in us. We make excuses because we don't have the desire of Yah. We make excuses for everything when it comes to Yah. When it comes to His order, we make it an excuse. But we never make an excuse for our corruption. We find some reason. Well, I just sinned. Well, when the word of Yah dwells in one, when the power of that word is alive, when the life of it is revealed by the Ruah of Yah, then that one cannot sin. That one is not willing to sin. That one will not reject Yah. That one will not abandon the word of Yah, because it is the only proven thing in life. Nothing else is proven. What plus what is not proven. But the word of Yah is proven. How do you know? Because I will show you in the book. Yeshaya, Isaiah 28, verse 16, the word of Yah. The strength and the character of the word of Yah. Yeshaya 28, 16, Isaiah. Therefore, this says the sovereign Yahweh, He has no one to direct His paths, because He is the director of all paths. You cannot impart anything into Him, because He is pure, He is sound. You cannot give any added dimension unto Yah, because He is complete. There is nothing lacking in Him. And He doesn't need you or I to become or to be complete. His word is complete. His Hamashiach is complete. It is the soundness of whom He is. And Yeshaya said, this is what Yahweh says. This is not what I say, but this is what Yahweh says. I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone. Do you understand that? He did not just lay a stone and put all the stones against it. He laid in the assembly of Israel a stone for the foundation. Just that stone. Don't need another stone. There is something miraculous there. They cannot build the skyscrapers in America on a stone. But He said, I build my truth, my word, on a stone. I lay in Zion a stone, not stones, but a stone. He said, a tried, a proven stone, a trustworthy stone, a stone that is sure, and that stone is Yeshua. He's the proven truth of Yah. He is the proven word of Yah. He is the living word of Yahweh. So that's what He lays in Zion, not stones, but He laid a stone. That's all right. And it encompasses the whole world. Hallelujah. And that stone is Yeshua. He says that He is precious. He is rare. He is splendid. He is most valuable. He is a precious cornerstone. He tells us that He is a Yasat, or He is a sure. He is a fixed stone. He is an established stone. He cannot be moved. He will not change. He will not turn. But He is an established stone. He says He's a sure stone. He's a sure foundation. And he that believes on Him shall not make haste. You just don't move impulsively. You don't move away from the word of Yah. Because Yeshua is the fixed foundation of Yah. He doesn't shake in earthquakes. This wicked world says it builds buildings that are earthquake proof. But this sure foundation doesn't crumble in the earthquakes. When the earth begins to rumble and the foundations of this wicked world are brought down, this foundation doesn't crack. It doesn't have any joints in it at all. For he is joined together unto his Abba by the Ruah, as we are joined unto him. There are no cracks in Yeshua. There's no cheeks in him. There is no little crack you're going to find. Fault in the foundation. For there is no fault. There is no fault line. Because if there's a fault line, that he will break. But the word of Yah is a true word. It's a tried word. It's a trustworthy word. That we can stand on it against the hells and the storms of life and death. The trials that afflict us. We have a sure foundation. It does not falter. There's no fault in it. There's no fault line in Yeshua. You can't find no sin in him. Which of you convince him of sin? Which of you can say that he sinned? Who can say that he sinned? No fault in him. He's a sure foundation. He's a sure stone. He's the precious stone for Israel. He's the most valuable thing. You're putting everything more valuable than him. The words that Yahshua speaks unto us, they're valuable words. They're more valuable than mama, daddy, sons, daughters. Husband, wives, children, they're more valuable than that. It's a sure word. Children will turn astray, but the word of Yah will not. Daddies will run from their sons and their daughters. But it's one thing about this sure foundation. It will never crack. For the undergirding is Yah Almighty. And it's not going to fall. We have a sure word. We have a sure foundation. And the word of Yah is precious unto us that believe. You that believe Yah and trust in the word of Yah is precious. You that do not believe him, the word of Yah is not precious to you. It is of no value at all. And it's something that is of value, you hide that. That's why David said, I will hide the word of Yah in my lap. That I will not sin. I will not transgress the Torah of Yah. The reason we sin, the reason we are wicked, the reason we're rebellious, because we don't hide it. It's not precious to us. We don't hide it. We cast it out of our minds. We don't hide it in our minds. We don't guard. We're not set to defend what Yah says. We're set to defend all of our corruption. We will argue when we find our wickedness discerned by the word of Yah. When our wicked ways are exposed. When Mishpatim is brought upon us. We will recoil against that. We will fight against that. But we will not defend the word of Yah. We will not defend it. We will not stand up for the word of Yahweh. I'll stand up for the word of Yahweh. It's tried. It's the proven thing. I have nothing else proven. Life itself is not proven. Because he tells me in the word, because it's a tried word, is appointed unto you once to die. And you're going to die. So it's a proven word. How do I know Yahshua died? And every man that has been born has died. It's a proven word. It's a sure word. It's a stable word. It's a word of great strength and great character. And I will trust the character of the word of Yah. David was in great battles. And yet he trusted this word. I will trust the word of Yahweh. For in that we find the proven power of Almighty Yah. It's nowhere else. It's not found in your emotions. It's found in his Torah and the life of Yahshua HaMashiach. If you don't have that, you have nothing at all. He says in Tehillim 119. Psalms 119, verse 140. David said, your word is not only pure, Yah, but it is very sarab, it is very pure. Therefore, those that serve Yah, they love it. Psalms 119, 140, the word of Yah is very pure. It's not just pure, but it's very pure. Yeshua tells us that if we continue in the word of Yah, we will be the disciples, the talmidim of Yah. And we shall know the power of the Torah, the truth of Yah, and it makes us free from all powers of darkness. The word of Yahweh is very pure. And we that are servants of Yah, we love it. Those that truly love Yahweh, they love the pure, the very pure word of Yahweh. Because there is no purity in our heart to the pure, Yah will show himself pure unto them. You that are froward, he will show himself unsavory, just just like you are. You show yourself wicked and sneaky. He will show himself the very same way. But to the pure, all things are pure. But to those that are defiled and unbelieving, there is nothing pure. And Yah says that my word is very pure. And those that are pure, they love it because they know that there is nothing they can find in it to condemn Yahweh. There's nothing that you can find in the word of Yah to bring aught against him. There's nothing you can find in the word of Yah and say, well, why did you do that? What is the reason behind that? Because it's all answered in the word of Yah. It's always Yahweh has answered everything in his word. Yahshua is the living power of the word of Almighty Yahweh. You're not going to reject Yahshua and have understanding of the power of the word of Yah. For everything that he spoke was pure. The words that he spoke, it was the word of Almighty Yahweh because he is the word. He is the son we beheld, the son of the mighty Yah of the Abba of Hashemayim in the body of clay. Hallelujah. So his word is not only pure, but it's very pure. And those that truly love Yahweh, they love his word. They obey the word of Yah. You can tell that is why the word of Yah discerns us. It tells us whether we are pure or unpure. It tells us whether we are fraud or we are deceitful and full of lies. This is what judges us. The word of Yah. It is not a man like Dave Roberts standing here today. It is the word that he declares by the Spirit of Almighty Yahweh. It discerns what's in you. It shows what's in you. And it reveals what's in you to you. And the thing of this nation, this generation, there is no teshuvah, no true repentance in them. You wonder why you're going the way of hell in a handbasket. Because you're not true servants of Yah. His word is very pure. Oh, we will all say we love the word of Yah, but let the word of Yahweh correct you. You will find out how hellish you are. You will find out how wicked and how damnable your mind is. Let the word of Yahweh constrain you and show you your restrictions. You rebel like a fool let out of a cage. You will rage in your anger, your folly. You will fight against Yahweh. But those that are the servants of Yah, they know the purity of Yah. They know that. We know that only the pure and left are the pure. Those that are pure, they shall see him. And we got to get this word of Yah in us. The enemy has tricked us. Has brought us under the law of this damnable corrupt flesh. We are trying to sustain it instead of impelling it. We're trying to give life to it instead of killing it. We're trying to make it prosperous instead of making the Ruah of Yah prosperous that we may be in the health of Yahweh. We will get the wealth of Yahweh. We began to destroy the intent, the motive, and the corruption of our own damnable flesh. It's not your neighbor, my friend. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to every Jezebel, every pedophile of the spirit of Yah. I talk to everyone. And I don't retract nothing, and I know your spiritual state. You fool. And there's a man that stand before you if he can discern. I don't want to sit under no man. He can discern what's in me. He can discern what's in my mind. He cannot speak to me, and you know he's speaking to you. I don't want no one like that. I never wanted a man to sit under a man like that. I wanted a man that knew, that had the Ruah of Yah. Even though he was ignorant, he still had the Ruah of Yah. And he could speak by that spirit. And not by some emotional feelings that were generation based upon because he knew me. I wanted him to charge me by the word of Yah. That's what I want. For the word of Yah is very pure, and we that serve him, who are those that serve him that submit to the Torah, to the witness of Yahshua the Lamb? We don't have the power of the witness of HaMashiach. It is not real of the people of Israel. We're just like those Yadim. We're just like Israel taking their polluted offerings unto Yah. They did not bring the lamb to Yah. They will bring the mutton to him. Blood broken and spotted with blemishes. That's why our hands cannot be raised to the fullest extent with a cassandra of praises unto Yah. You are muted before Yah. Why? Because we're a mad as a true servant of Yah. There's a praise. There's a euphoric of praises that goes from him. Every word of Yah is pure. It's very pure. Therefore his servants love it. They love his word. When he tells you to praise him, you can't praise him Because you're not service. I don't care about your damnable hypocrisy. I don't care about your emotions. I don't care what you say. You're full of lies. You're full of hypocrisy and you're full of sin. We better judge ourselves. We don't judge ourselves. You don't judge yourself. You don't do it. And your judgment is so polluted. It's so vile. It's not according to the truth of Yah. If he says that every word of Yah, did it say some of the words of every word? Did it say every? That is cool. That is the whole. Everything he says is very pure. It's very pure. So when he commands a servant to do it, they love it. When he tells you to praise him, you love it. You are fools. We are foolish. We're full of sin. I don't expect to get you hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's all right. Arma, Abba. So don't tell me you're a fat out liar. You see, this is what discerns what's in you. This is what shows you whether you have that which is proven in you that will stand the test. I'm telling you, your damnable emotions are not going to stand the test of this hour. You're going to have what is already tested and proven. This is a tried word. I'd rather die having this in me than to have huggers around my bedside saying, go ahead. I'd rather have this proven word in me, this tried truth in me, this that I can trust in, that an entourage of dignitaries and all around me praising me with accolades. I'd rather die like a pulpit. I'd rather die with no clothes on my body. I'd rather die in the stench of a putrefied body, having this tried truth in me, that I will love every word that Yah says, because he tells me precious in the sight of Yah. My sight is the death of my kid Hoshems. I'd rather die that way. And I mean that. Every word of Yah is pure. When he tell you everything that has breath, praise him. That's pure to Yah. You that a servant. Yeah, you do it now. You do it now. You do it now. But that word speaks to me all during the day. That word speaks to me when I enter into the bayat of Yah. That word speaks to me when I get up in the morning. That word speaks to me when I'm laying blocks. That word speaks to me when I'm picking okra. That word speaks to me when I'm hoeing in the hot sun. That word, the same word I just spoke, it speaks to me. Why? Because I will hide it in my lap. That I will not sin against Yah. I will not disappoint Yah. I will not go astray from what he says. Because I know that it's very pure. And if I'm a servant of Yah, I will love that he would even speak to me. That's why he has to discern you, love. Show you how wicked we are. Show what we lack. Any one of you all that think that you're something, you're nothing. You deceive your own damnable heart. I don't want nothing lollipop spoken to me. I want the truth. And sometimes my wife can't understand why, because I say things that I say them vociferous, because we don't have time to play around. We don't have time to question Yah. That's why you have no faith. You can't believe him. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah. I don't have to see it to believe him. Hallelujah. For his word is an inspiration. I know it's inspired by Yah, because it inspires what he's written in me. It inspires what he has already written in me. He has written a book in me, a Torah, a scroll. And so when I hear this, it inspires that which is already in me. I'm inspired by it. The servants of Yah love his pure sayings. You that are not servants of Yah, you don't love what he says. Hallelujah. Every word is pure. The word of Yah is, he says in Mishlei. Mishlei, Proverbs 35. Proverbs 35. And Solomon said, every word of Yah is pure sarah. He is a shield to them that put their trust in him. They put their trust in Yahweh. When a man puts his trust in Yah, he shields him. I don't care what your emotional state. I don't care what you're going through. When a man puts his trust in Yah, because he knows that every word of Yah is pure. In order for you to get purity out of anything, it's got to be tried. It must be proven. It has to be. And when gold is proven to its purest state, it is so pliable that you can bend it with your hand. That trust you have, or these wedding bands and all that trust, that's not the pure gold of Yah. Every word of Yah is pure. It is a Ra. And that word is a shield. It shields our mind. It shields our hearts, our intent. It shields us from the wiles of hell. It shields us. It is a protector. We are not protected because we don't believe the word of Yah. Our minds go unprotected. That's why our loins must be girded about with the truth of Yahweh. We must have on the helmet Yahshua, our head. Yahshua is the word of Yah. We don't have that in our head. Everything is in our head. Is everything that is corrupt. It is vile. It is greed. It is lust. It is concupiscence. Yahshua is not the head. He is not the helmet of our salvation. He is the word of Yah made flesh. When a man gets that word in his mind, it is shielded against the world. He doesn't care what the world thinks of him. He doesn't care what the world does to him. A true daughter to Zion, she is not concerned with how the world perceives her. She's concerned about how her Abba perceives her. I don't care what they say about me. I don't care how the world thinks about me. None whatsoever. I don't care how you think. Because I will declare the word of Yah unto Yisrael. If it's not but a small seed in here, Yisrael is here. And I will declare the word of Yahweh. And that is why I declare, because I know the strength of it and the power of Yahweh. I know what His word is. We just don't know what His word is. We're trying to make His word what we want to be. But He tells us in the book what His word is. Oh, is this the totality of the word of Yah? No, this is just a seed of what the word of Yah is. And I'm trying to inform you today that the word of Yah is tried. It is tried and it is pure. And we know that it is tried. It is a sure word. It is a sure foundation. It is a word that is trustworthy. Trust in Yahshua, the living word of Yah. How we trust in everything but Yahshua. How we trust in our own deceitfulness and our own lies. How we trust in our own beguiling of our minds to think we're doing right and we know we're practicing that which is wicked and wrong. You are a damned fool. You know what Yah commands you and you practice something that is diametrically opposed to Him. You are damned and you are a fool. You are a fool because you have been bewitched by your own denial of the truth of Almighty Yah. Oh, foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you? Who have bewitched you? You should not obey the Torah. You should not obey the words of Yah. Who have seduced you to that way? Well, Pastor Robert, you're not preaching the word. Tell me what I'm preaching then. Show me my error in the book. Show me where I'm making error today. I tell you, the word of Yah is tried, it's pure, it's right. Nothing else is like it. David says, look at this in Tehillim in Psalms 33:4. I'm going to read from the book today. Oh yes, I'm going to extrapolate by the Ru'ah to give us enlightenment on what David is saying here, David. He says in Psalms 34:4, he says, for the word of Yah is Yashah, it is right. Do you all hear that? And all His words are done in truth. The word of Yah is right. It is straightforward. That is what that Yashar is. It is a straightforward word. It is a just word. It is an upright word. It is a fitting word. It is a proper word. It is a word that pleaseth Yah. For the word of Yah is right. I'm straightforward from the book. For the word of Yah is right. Yashar. It is right. It is straightforward. Yah doesn't cut corners. He doesn't mimic what He says. He says it straightforward and right out. We are deceitful. We like to try to hide our deception under the craftiness of our words, don't we? Yah doesn't do that. He is straightforward. It is right, brothers and sisters. It is Yashar. It is straightforward. It is direct. It is a purpose word. When He speaks, He intends to be straightforward with you. He intends to let you know what spirit is dominating in your mind. He intends to let you know your lying and corrupt ways. He intends for you to be condemned. He intends for your life to condemn you. Why? Because it has not hidden the word of Yah there. It has hidden sin and corruption. And it ought to condemn this Jezebel nation. He intends for it to. That's why we don't love it. When you serve Him, you will love what He says to you. The word of Yah is Yashar. It is straightforward. It is straightforward. It is straightforward. It is right on the mark. It doesn't try to add any other dimension to satisfy any component of your wicked ways. Yah just speaks it. As the old Kiddush would say, Yah said it, that settles it, and that's enough. And that's the way Yahweh is. That's the way the word of Yahweh is. It is straightforward. Well, I don't understand that because you're foolish. It is a straightforward word. He doesn't pander us. He speaks to us straightforward. Is that straightforward? The word of Yah is, the word of Yah is right. Yasha, is that straightforward? You can't get it as straightforward than that. What he's telling us, there's no wrong in it. You're wrong, but there's no wrong in the word. You do wrong, but the word never does wrong. You will practice that which is wrong, but the word is not a practitioner of what is wrong. So the word of Yah is right. It's straightforward. It tells you what you are. It shows you your conditions. It shows you your sins. It shows you your vile ways. And we just don't like that, do we? Come on, here, someone. As someone, you ask them, well, how do I look? And they say, I don't like that. You don't like the straightforwardness of that. You'd rather someone tell you a lie. Oh, baby, you look nice in that. No, you look like a fool in that, sister. Take it off. Man, you look silly in that. Button your shirt up. You got nothing to show. Put on some pants, man. You look silly. Well, man, I don't see where I look bad. Well, yeah, that's what we say to him. Well, I don't see what I did wrong. Well, tell me my sin, you wicked child of hell. That's what Sharp Tom said. All have sinned and fallen short of the honor of Yah. So when someone tells you you're walking in wickedness, you say, Toda Yah. And all things give thanks. We give Toda to Yah. To the pure, all things are pure. To those that have the pure word of Yah, even correction, that's the way. For reproof of correction is the way of life. And they delight in that. A damn fool will never. A jackass of a beast will rise up. It's almost like a jackass plowing all day. And it knows at 12. It doesn't, you'd rather tell him it's 12. He knows what the master's crib. He says, I want water. And the master says, I want to get this last row. I get you that 15 pass. And he becomes stubborn. He says, hey, mule, get up. Get up, mule. And the mule doesn't want to go anywhere. Then he's got to take out the rod and beat the hell out of the mule to get the mule to plow the last row. And that's what Yah's going to do to this foul generation. He's going to correct you with the rod. Hallelujah. I just want to do what he says. I want him to just correct me with judgment. I don't want the rod. Just correct me. How in judgment? And not in your anger. You see, it takes a parent to be moved to anger in order to put the rod on the child. That is right, mother. You're old enough to know. It takes a parent to be moved to anger to put a rod on a child. And so for Yah to put a stick on our nasty butts because we have angered him. And that's what we have done. We have angered the Most High, Yahweh. We have angered him. When he says, I will speak my word because it is a judge, it is a discerner, that will correct you. We rise up in this rebellious, verbose attitude. Show me my sins. Well, where did I go wrong? The pure will say, Toda. I will guard my love against that. But not this arrogant jackass today. That's what it is. And I don't apologize in my expression of superlatives in my verbiage. I will not. Hallelujah. You go up to Walmart, you hear every kind of damnable expression there is. And I use what's in the book. Hallelujah. Every word that he speaks is pure. It is the right. It is just. It's straightforward. And I like y'all being straightforward. Yahshua was straightforward. He said to those deceivers, you of your dad and the devil. You're not the seed of Israel. He was a liar from the beginning. He did not dwell in truth. Neither do you. Straight. Straight from the bosom of truth. He didn't hide anything. He told the truth. He was right. And the word of Yah is right. We don't like that today. We've been trained wrong. We have not been trained right. And the only way you're going to be trained right is by the word of Yah. That's the only way you're going to be trained right. That's why our minds are not right. Our thoughts are not right. We've been trained wrong. Your wicked flesh has trained you. Your lust and your greed has trained you. Your rebelliousness. Can I tell you this? We bless you there in Newport's News. I hope you all are listening. We need to get them a computer. Let's go tell Brother James as we get some money so we get them a computer up there. Brother Dale said he has one. And when I preach there on Wednesday night, they have all boys. It's about 11 of them. I've never met such beautiful little lads in all my life. They wrote some of the most beautiful poems. I'm going to put them on the internet. And those sisters up there, my heart wept for all of them. They work two jobs. And some of y'all are lazy around here. I don't take it back. They work two jobs. All of them. Beautiful sisters. As I preach, I can watch the tears just flow. They were a crowd. But the tears just flowing. Some water in a dry place. And I've never seen little children sit in the floor. Mother feels her little sparse house. Such a beautiful ru'ah there. It blessed me so richly. Sister Renee, her humbleness. You know, she said to me, Pastor Roberts, I work for a man. I didn't have a job. And I said, whatever you think is right to pay me, you pay me that. He said, I give you $125. She said, could you give me $150 a week? She said, Pastor Roberts, I was able to take care of the bills. And I will cook them a Shabbat meal to show them how told I am. This is a wicked generation. You're vile and unappreciative. Yeah. And I saw that sister, my heart was so overwhelmed. And I know it's genuine. I know it's real in her. It's not false. And I watched those little kids as they sat there, all boys, and they just marvel. They sat there like this, listening to the word of Yah. And when I finished, they all ran up to me and they just hugged me, Pastor Roberts. Sister Patricia wrote me yesterday and said, Pastor Roberts, the daughters, they work two jobs. It takes that out there. And Sister Patricia, she does an excellent job. She homeschools them. She does a beautiful job with them. She writes me yesterday and said, Pastor Roberts, all the boys say they're going to adopt you and Sister Roberts as their surrogate parents. Smile. Because they just fell in love. They're disciplined lads. I said to some of the brothers, I wish I had gone there earlier. Because I would have brought them here for the summer. Beautiful little lads. Just proper in their ways. They are. Sister Patricia, Yah barak you this day. And strengthen you for your hava. And your labor of pure love. I've never in all of my life seen young lads like that. That sat in the floor. Not one had to go piss. Not one had to get up. From that size up onto 15. And they listened attentively. We'll be there to get you all for Tabernacle. Don't worry. Hallelujah. The brothers will come. Hallelujah. Bless you, Brother Sean. Be strong there, my brother. The word of Yah. Shaul says here in 2 Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8. I wanted to get that in because I want this to be a part of the message. Beautiful little group there. Hallelujah. He says in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 8. He says unto the Hebrew Israelites. He wanted to encourage them by the assurance of the word of Yah. That they may endure with the happiness of Yah until the end. And that they may be faithful. He says, I want you to remember. Did he not tell us to remember the Shabbat? He said, remember that Yahshua HaMashiach, the Zerah, the seed of David, was raised from the dead according to my Bizorah, according to my message. Listen what he says in verse 9. Wherein, I love this here. He said, I suffer trouble. I'm vexed, I'm tried, I'm perplexed. He said, I suffer even as a criminal, even imprisonment. He said, but I want to tell you something, my brother Timothy has. But the word of Yah is not bound. It is not forbidden. The word of Yah is strong. It is not prohibited. Even though I'm bound, the word of Yah is not bound. I don't care what your trial is, the word of Yahweh is not bound. If a man speaks that word from his left, that's why the enemy wants us to hide everything in us but the truth of the word of Yah. We can speak things as though they be, as though they were not. We have the power to speak them, for the word of Yah is not bound. He said, I want to assure you something. I don't care what my condition is. I don't care what my trials are. The word of Yahweh is not bound. For it is a tried word. It is a proven word. You are not going to bind the word of Yah. You're not going to buy it and try to hide it. I will hide from it. You cannot say that it is an illicit word. It is not the true word. For it is the true word. The word of Yah is not bound. He said, in the midst of all of your perplexities, Timotheus, the word of Yahweh is not bound. There will be those that rise up against you. There will be those that resist truth. But I want to assure you that the word of Yah is not bound. The word of Yahweh is not tied down. The word of Yahweh will not submit unto flesh. The word of Yah will not succumb to flesh. The power of flesh cannot rule over the word of Yah. For the word of Yahweh is not bound, Timotheus. It is not bound. It's free. It liberates. It brings the freedom of the mind of Yahshua in us. It takes us back to who Yahshua, consider him that suffers such a contradiction of sinners. Unless we become weary in our minds, we began to faint. That's what the mind of HaMashiach does. It brings us to that true testimony witness of the power of the word of Yah. They talked about him in the grave, but he got up. For the word of Yah says 3 days, at 3 nights, I'm going to get up. The word of Yah was not bound. They impaled him on that stake, but that could not hold him down. Nothing can hold the word of Yah down. It is not bound. Why? Because it's tried. It's a proven word. You can trust in it. In death, preacher, trust in the word of Yah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't care what any of y'all say. That little child or Brother Dale, sisters, that little child had more maturity about the truth than you did. Hallelujah. She had a sense of her whereabouts greater than you did. I don't care what you say. She had a greater confidence than you. And you could see her, she would just look at people like they just don't know Yah. Hallelujah. If they could just get a touch of this, everything would be all right. They just don't know. But I know. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. I couldn't understand what Pastor Robert was saying at times. He getting up there hollering and sometimes bursting my eardrum. But it was the word. Hallelujah. Help them, Yah. They don't know. She look at Daddy and say, Yah, help Daddy. He just don't understand. But your word is not bound. Hallelujah. For you said, if there's no resurrection of me, then his faith is in vain. And so my faith is not in vain. I trust you, Abba. Hallelujah. The word of Yahweh is not bound, brothers and sisters. It's not bound by circumstances. It's not bound because of your situations. It's not bound at all. It will never be bound. It's a word that is proven. It's a word that you can trust in. In the perils of death, you can trust in the word of Yah. When you all alone by yourself, when there is no one there that you can console in, the word of Yah is your consolation. The word of Yah is a very present help. He's a very present help in the time of your trouble. Shaul said, trouble's everywhere, but I'm in prison, but I'm not bound. My mind is clear in whom I trust, whom I will obey, and what I rely upon, and what I have confidence in. We let the smallest circumstances bound us, that we turn away from the justice of the word of Yah. We turn our minds to everything, but to the book that brings strength and assurance unto us. I didn't intend to preach like this. I intend to talk today. But that's all right. Hallelujah. And someone asked Brother Paul, why he holler so loud? Because Yah told me to cry loud and spare not. And show this house Israel their wickedness, their sins, and the house of Yehuda their transgression. That's why I cry aloud. Hallelujah. I want to preach in a way that's elegant, but I can't do it. I'm going to cry aloud. You understand what I'm saying. Hallelujah. When the coach wants to get a play in on the football side, he hollers at the man. He understands what he says. You understand. Those that are Israel, they understand. The voice of Yah, he thunders when he speaks to Israel. So the word of Yah is not bound. You are bound, but the word of Yah is not bound. You have been bound under the bondage of your sin, but the word of Yah will never be bound to sin. It is not under the rulership or the authority of sin, because it is a proven, it is a tried word, it is a pure word, it is a very pure word. It can never be bound. It can never. And when you get this pure word in you, you will never be bound. You will never not be bound by the laws of enmity or the flesh against Yah. Your mind will not be bound by the intelligentsia of this wicked generation. But it will be governed by the Torah, the law of Yah, by the witness of Yahshua and that testimony. You're not going into the kingdom without that. You must have the power of the Torah and the witness of HaMashiach. Without that, you're not going into the kingdom. That is the truth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The word of Yah is not bound. That's all right. And he was saying to Morpheus, the word of Yah, don't allow anyone to forbid you to speak that. I will not allow any of y'all to forbid me to speak the word of Yah. He said, you declare it. I don't care what they say. Don't allow them to forbid you. Don't allow them to say that's prohibited to say here. You can't say that. I will declare it. Hallelujah. I will declare it. The same Shaul writing unto the Israelite brothers in Ibrahim, Hebrews. Hebrews 4:12. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. This is for you to understand today. He tells you that the word of Yah is quick. It's quick to be understood. It penetrates quickly. It identifies your sins quickly. It doesn't let you get by. You may try to escape, but it doesn't allow you to escape. For the word of Yah is quick, and it is the most powerful. It is powerful. That's what the word of Yah is. Yahweh's word is powerful. Was Yahshua powerful? Could death hold him down? Could the grave hold him down? When the power of hell came against him, did he bow down to Shaitan? What did he speak? He spoke the word of Yah. For it is written in the book. For the word of Yah declares. For the word of Yah says. For the word of Yah is my strength. For the word of Yah declares unto you, Shaitan, get thee behind, get you hind me. He did not speak some philosophy. He spoke the word of Yah. It's quick, it's powerful, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. There's nothing any sharper than the word of Yah. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder from the body of man, even the Ruah. Even the Ruah of Yah will step aside and say, man, don't you see your wickedness? Don't you see your vile, corrupt ways? That is what the word of Yah will do, because the Ruah is going back to Yah, and this flesh is going to go back to the dust. And in that day, in the great day of judgment, it shall rise. For it was the breath of Ruah entered into Yahshua, and he rose from the grave. So shall we rise from the graves as well. He says, And of the joints of marrow, it is a discerner, and that word discerning or discerner, it is a skillful judge. It is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the lev. Now that is what the word of Yah does. And the word of Yah, when it is spoken, it will discern. It will show you your intentions. It will show you your thoughts. It will show you your motives. It judge. The word of Yah is a skilled judge. It judge every action, every thought, every deed. That is why we don't have this ahava for the word of Yah. We don't want to hear it. Because it judges us. It shows us where we've fallen. It shows us where we've turned away from Yahweh. It shows where our mind is. It's not on Yahweh. You're not going into the kingdom. And that is just the truth. We can pretend. We can play all we want to. We can play whole house. We can come in here with a pretense. And there's falsism, but it means nothing unless there's a pure motive and there's a pure thing in you. It has no effectiveness at all. This is a generation that is so vile, and Yah has shown himself unsavory to this generation. It's a generation that is so corrupt that they think Yah is corrupt. They don't think that he is pure because it has turned its heart away from Yah. We have turned our hearts to that which is wicked. We support everything that is wicked. We will not support the word of Yahweh. You that are listening to me out there, you will support every kind of wicked son, daughter, but you will not support the man of Yah. You will listen. You will be strict that you cannot even send bread to help or to feed the man of Yah. Extortioners.